Brad, I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can go to our Facebook or our Twitter page by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Some of the topics we're discussing today, North Dakota's concealed carry law that allows you to carry in church with the pastor and the parishioner's notice that they give you permission to do that, playing itself out that, maybe that is a law that needed to be on the books, needed to open up those doors with the robbery in Ray, North Dakota, during a mass last Saturday night, putting a little focus on that church gun law, and maybe some other church gun laws, school gun laws, other avenues of concealed carry, putting guns in the hands of those that are trained, that's the key, trained and licensed to carry those guns. I'd like to see a constitutional carry in the state of North Dakota, but baby steps, I guess, one step first. The Senate has advanced gay rights bill that would create workplace protections for gay and transgender people in all 50 states. Scott's of the opinion that why do we need that? Why can't we just treat everybody the same? And I tend to agree with him on that.
Well, I also want to know if it is a problem.
Is it a problem?
I'm sincerely asking. In other words, here's my take on a lot of this stuff. When it comes to, in this case, a gay rights bill, I think it's pandering. I think that Senator Heitkamp, needs to pander to the gay lobby to get some donations. President Obama did the same thing. And I think, in other words, if sincerely we believe that people are being discriminated against in the workplace because of their sexuality, then, that should be dealt with in somebody in the same fashion you deal with somebody discriminating against you because, they didn't like what religion you were or what color your hair was or the kind of cologne you wear. I mean, is this happening? That's my first question. Is this a real problem that needs to be addressed?
My question, Scott, is why is it necessary? You shouldn't discriminate, and there's laws on the books against discrimination versus sex, age, religion, etc. Why does somebody have to be singled out to make sure that there's a law to protect specifically that? Shouldn't everybody be protected? Shouldn't everybody be on the books? Look at the cases of bullying and things that go on of that nature. Right is right, wrong is wrong. You shouldn't need special laws for every individual. Everybody should be covered. You shouldn't discriminate, period. Doesn't matter
You and I holding these opinions, now, there'll be some out there, you don't like gays, you hate. No, I love everybody. I have a gay sister, by the way, I mentioned that before in the air. But I don't believe you go out and say, this is a group that should get special rights. They need special protection, especially when there's no problem here. I think it's pandering by politicians. And it repulses me, to tell you the truth. But if we're wrong and you see a huge problem out there and you're glad that Senator Heitkamp voted in favor of it or mad that Senator Hovind voted against it, tell us what you think. Want to know your opinion on that. By the way, kudos to the folks in Bismarck. A couple of things that I think deserve a shout-out. One, some folks had gathered at the Bismarck Library last night to talk about property taxes. About 30 folks there, not a huge turnout, but the fact that they're engaged and involved and learning more about property taxes is a good thing. I also see there's a group now called Citizens for Bismarck planning to organize a petition to demand that the city government explain $44 million in spending on downtown projects in 2013 is a good idea. Civic involvement in how your city, county, school spends money, learning about the reasons behind property tax increases and what to do about it are good things, no question about it. Let's get back to the phones here.
I'll take that a step further from Bismarck, the city proper, into Burley County now. One of the big battles that's coming up is the Burley County Jail, an expansion for the jail that is burgeoning. We need a new jail, but the process by which they're doing, they went and hired an architecture firm at about $500,000. It hasn't even gone to a vote of the people yet. They're spending money that has not been allocated by a vote of the people. And I get my undies in a bunch a little bit about that. I really do when you start spending money that you haven't gotten permission to spend yet, but, we're going to have that, so don't worry about it. Yeah, that's another fight down the road, but once again, people need to be involved in the process to make sure that the process works correctly.
800-228-0550 is our number. And John and Kildare, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hello?
Go ahead, John.
You're on, John. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the concealed carry permit process, which has really gotten to be quite of a problem. I applied 6 months ago and still got no response. If you go to the website, they tell you they will not answer specific questions about your application. They tell you to write. They don't respond. It just... I know people that are out, you know, almost a year and waiting for their concealed carry permit. People invest money in taking the classes and qualifying and getting permits and sending in pictures and no response. And it seems like it's just an unaccountability of our government agencies, or possibly it's they can't get their background check through the FBI because of the Obama administration. I would like to see somebody try and investigate that.
We chatted with Attorney General Wayne Stengem about that very issue Friday because North Dakota law says 60 days after you submit your application for approval, you need to have it an answer, up or down. And right now, North Dakota's not even following the law because it can't. It's being inundated with this. They put a bunch of measures in place to reduce the backlog. What the Attorney General did say, specifically to one caller who'd had a wait for an unusually long time, and yours at 6 months sounds long, is to email NDAG at ndgov. NDAG at nd.gov. I'd do that if I were you and just give them your name and information so somebody can check into that, okay, but John?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, you talk about that. Yeah, it ought to be a constitutional right. You know, I'm from Arizona, and you can be a citizen of another state. It doesn't really matter. Carry, open carry, concealed carry. You know, it's all legal down there. But up here, it's just a little bit different issue.
John, thanks for the phone call. Even more disconcerting to me was the caller that called in when we had Attorney General on saying that he was waiting for his renewal, and he sent it in early, and he was still waiting on his renewal. And at the point that he's going to continue to carry, if he does continue to carry, then he's technically a criminal. And that, to me, is the very disconcerting part about this wait. Bill in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Morning. I have a something that some folks might be interested in. We have a house, my wife and I, that's 33 years old, and when the air conditioner kicked in this last summer, every time it kicked in, I could smell some gas, natural gas, and I finally called MDU, and they came out and found that just about every threaded pipe connection, the shutoff valves for the hot water tank, the furnace, all that stuff was leaking gas. So they, I had to call somebody in. They were going to shut off the gas, and of course, for safety reasons, I called somebody in to fix it. One of the people, or one of the companies that do that in Bismarck. And anyway, to make a long story short, I was found out that somebody told me that the sealant that's used on threaded pipes that long ago or older, and maybe even some little bit later than that, or earlier than that, would crack. It would dry out and crack, and that would permit the gas to leak into a home. And if you don't fix that, then if there's enough gas in there, the turning on a light switch or any type of spark would create a bomb for you, blow up the house. So I just would suggest that folks with older homes contact MDU or their gas companies, have them come in, check it out. With MDU, it didn't cost anything. They checked it all out, and even the control, the main control in the furnace, was leaking. So I had to replace the whole works. I just had them replace everything, every threaded pipe connection, elbows, everything was replaced. So it's just something I thought some folks might want to take a look at if they got an older home.
Bill, appreciate that. Good safety tip today, and interesting experience. Glad it ended well.
Disconcerting.
Yeah, no kidding. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Sean emails, what is most interesting is one of the most vocal opponents of the concealed carry laws debated in schools and churches with Senator Stan Leeson, the former Williams County Sheriff. Maybe folks in his district need to reconsider if he really represents their views. And, of course, Ray is in Williams County. And I think the incident in Ray that, you know, that really is the wake-up call, because if it, you know, if it can happen in Ray, North Dakota, the little St. Michael's Church, it can happen anywhere. So obviously the law was necessary, and it does make sense. More folks want to weigh in on that and other issues. Lexi in North Dakota has a book recommendation for us. Jamie wants to talk about the proposed law in the Senate. Bill and Garrison wants to talk about treating everybody the same. More of your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm amazed that the American people will actually accept that the Democratic Party is saying, well, we'll lie and spin something any way we have to get our agenda passed, and you have to accept it. I mean, that goes with so many numerous things in this administration. It's sickening. The Democratic Party has become the party of liars, and we'll sell you our system any way we have to. It astonishes me. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Call from Montana, listening today on the program with some thoughts. Appreciate that. And we always welcome your calls off air if you want to call in during a break. And just can't wait to get your comment in. That line is 855 800-228-1776. Live to join us on the air, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Max Schneider, Democratic Senator from Grand Forks, Senate Minority Leader in North Dakota, will join us at the bottom of the hour. He's asking for a review of how we report oil spills in North Dakota. We'll talk about that coming up. In the meantime, back to the phones. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Lexi in North Dakota. Lexi, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you today?
Great, thanks. So actually, two things. I was listening when you guys were talking about the gay, lesbian going after the equality and jobs. I totally agree with you. I do think it's pandering. I think that if they really wanted a worthy cause to be getting behind there, it'd be basically get the government out of marriage altogether. So on top of that, I had a book recommendation. I am reading The Creature from Jekyll Island, and this is a better history book than any book I had in high school. I think it should be required reading for every high school student. It's all about how the Federal Reserve was formed, our money system. It's just, it's so much history and so much, so interesting. It's really just an awesome book. I think everybody should read it.
Well, Lexi, I could not agree with you more that government should not be involved in the marriage discussion, just like the government should not be involved in a lot of discussions when it comes to the social side of people's lives. Thanks for the phone call, Lexi.
Appreciate it, Bill. And Garrison, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. We have to be careful, you know. If we treat everybody the same, we're not going to need all the lawyers that we have. And then another thing is with this firearms thing, someone told me there was a question on the insurance application. I didn't see it. This was told to me. That one of the questions was, how many firearms do you have in your house?
And the answer to that would be none of your damn business.
Well, that's what I said, too. But I haven't had to fill out one of those applications. But, yeah, be careful. We, if we have to treat everybody the same, we won't need all the lawyers we got. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. I'm all right with that, Bill. I'm all right with that. But thanks for warning us. Appreciate the call. We had an off-air call, by the way, specific to how the senators voted. And Senator Hovind did oppose this special gay rights for the workplace protections bill proposed in the Senate. Senator Heitkamp supported it. Folks wanted to know how to get a hold of both folks on for it and against it. I always suggest you just call the main switchboard number when you're trying to get your senator. I mean, there's individual numbers you can get. But if you just want to make it easy, if you're calling the Senate, it's 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Then you just say Senator Hovind's office or Senator Heitkamp's office. They connect you directly there, so good way to go.
You know, one of the stories coming out today, though, also with the Obamacare, is, you know, we were talking about the North Dakota Insurance Department demanding the numbers, setting a 5 o'clock deadline for who is signed up in North Dakota. One of the reports coming out is they're a little worried because they're seeing an elderly population that has signed up more so than anybody. So now they're worried about funding because you can't fund this unless healthy, able-bodied Americans are signed up for Obamacare. So now they're going, wait a minute, now we can't afford to pay for it on top of everything else. That's
scary, Scott. By the way,
an
email from Daryl says, on healthcare, can anyone answer what will happen to the retired military medical plan? I've gotten everything but the truth from the VA and TRICARE or anyone else I ask. Help. All right, we'll add that to our list, Daryl. We actually had some issues that came up about the VA last week, and we have on our to-do list, scheduling someone from the VA. We'll add that question as well. Thanks for the call.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve, a little advice first. You get in your undies in a bunch there. You said the best way to cure that is just to go commando, brother, man.
Thanks for that advice, Jamie.
What's the penalty now if this law, if this will become law with this gay and trans testicle law? What's the penalty if you call somebody a name and they don't like it?
It's transgender. Sounds like you had a little slip of the tongue there, but
I was on purpose, but whatever. I wanted to offend a few people.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what the.
So do they get the same penalty if they come in intolerant, heterosexual, and I don't like it? Do they get a special penalty too?
That's the slippery slope you start going down here when you get into this.
It's funny how the people who want everything to be equal are the most unequal thinking people I've ever come across. pretty hypocritical. I'm sick of it. I'm glad Alvin voted the right way on this.
Well, I think that's where you're right on this point, Jamie. That's where the, you know, Scott's right on this, right on the money. Everybody should be treated the same no matter what. We should not have to step out of the way to start picking out, just like the government does, picking winners and losers when it comes to, equality. You know, we have to make a special denotation just for you or just for you or just for you. Isn't everybody equal? Shouldn't everybody be treated the same way?
They should. Some people, I don't care what law you're going to say. I mean, you can't litigate people into thinking a certain way. It's just not going to happen.
No, you can't. Jamie, thanks for the phone call, my friend. And I will see you over at the Friends of NRA banquet over in Mandan tonight. Let's go to Brian in Jamestown. Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Say, one thing on my mind is my stepdad, he worked for a county road department, and they had got some statements back on what they had paid for simple tools like claw hammers. And this is just a lapse in judgment of the government. At one point, he said they had got an invoice for a claw hammer for like $200. And the point I'm trying to make here is that when people know that you have money, they're going to take you for everything you got. And that's classic in the government. Look at how much money they spend on the simplest thing. And when everybody has insurance, what are the insurance companies going to do? They're going to take you for everything you got. I mean, it's proven. Why does Blue Cross Blue Shield get a discount on their portion of what they pay for your care, and you don't get a discount? Because they know they got money, and they're going to take it.
Brian, thanks for the call. One more before the break here. Joe in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Joe.
What's on my mind is it was on Rush Limbaugh for 3 days. If you don't want to be fined for Obamacare, this is how you do it. If the government owes you money, let's say you claim zero on your taxes and they owe you money, they're going to fine you and they're going to take the money out of what they owe you in a tax refund. But if you owe the government money at the end of the year, let's say you have a private business and you're going to owe the government money, there's nothing in the charter where they can fine you and they cannot take any money from you and they cannot fine you for not having Obamacare. I just want to let the listeners know this, and it was on Rush Limbaugh for 3 straight days telling you how to not be fined.
Joe, thanks for the phone call. When we come back from the break, North Dakota Senate Minority Leader Max Schneider, Democrat from Grand Forks, on his call for mandatory oil spill reporting to the public following the Tesoro oil spill near Tioga. We've got to outlaw lightning strikes now.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and our entire family absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo is amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Hinnom. 800-228-0550. The topics we've tackled today on the program, from the incident at the church in Ray, North Dakota over the weekend, and how that connects to the debate in the last legislative session over the concealed carry places where you can and cannot have a weapon, continues on our Facebook page. Same thing on President Obama before Obamacare passed, saying some estimates as many as 100 times, if you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep it. If you like your doctor, you know, no change there. Yesterday saying, no, what we said was, you can keep it if it has changed, if it hasn't changed since the law passed. And so we asked the question, your reaction to the interesting change of phrasing there. And Stacy sums it up and says, liar, period. So quite a debate going on about that at our Facebook page as well. Way in
but
there.
But they're going to equate to votes.
Way in there.
Election.
It'll be interesting to see what, you know, I would imagine there's a fair amount of nervous Democrats about the impact of Obamacare and all the things we're hearing about policies being canceled and prices going up and websites not working a year from today. So, Mark and Grand Forks, want to let you quickly weigh in on this, then we're going to go to our guest and talk a little bit about something else that's been in the news quite a bit, and that is the oil spill near Tioga and the after-action suggestions that are coming. But you had a question on a different topic, so we'll get to you and then go to our guest. Go ahead, Mark. What's up?
The Obamacare became law based on the fact that it was a tax. So Obama was clearly lying to the American people about keeping our policies as a means to extract money, tax dollars, from the citizens. So I believe that he should be held accountable like the average citizen who lies in order to get money, and that he should face prosecution for criminal fraud. But we should also hold Republicans accountable, office holders, for fraud as well, because we know that neither party wants to be held accountable for defrauding citizens out of trillions of dollars. So the biggest lie that I think Bush told was not that there was WMD in Iraq, but that Iraq had anything to do with 9/11. We know that Saddam was a staunch secularist who opposed the jihadi extremism coming from Saudi Arabia, from the Arab Emirates, and from Kuwait.
Mark, we don't have time to refight that debate. I will tell you that I never heard George Bush say that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11. I believe the argument was, like Afghanistan became a safe haven for terrorists plotting and planning 9/11, so would Iraq, because, of course, that's where the terrorists fled after they were routed out of Afghanistan. So it was more about letting a bad actor like that in the middle of the hotbed of the Middle East exist. But interesting point.
It was a safe house for Al-Qaeda, is what the contention was.
I think Mark's bigger point of holding elected leaders accountable for what they say is something we'd all agree with. And
on either side of the aisle. I will point that out, either side of the aisle.
And that's what he was saying, because I find it interesting. Some folks are saying about the health care rhetoric, hey, what, a politician changing what they said meant? They all do it. You know, so there's two schools of thought here. Oh, that's not a lie. That's called a politician. That's sad. I'd rather have people say, wait a minute, what you say means something and be held accountable. Interesting debate. It can continue on our Facebook page, whatsonyourmindradio.com, to get you there. Let's chat with our guest here.
Max Snyder joining us now. Max Snyder, of course, North Dakota Senate Minority Leader. Welcome to the program, Mac.
Thanks, Steve. Happy to be here.
Give us a little rundown. You're calling for some mandatory oil spill reporting to the public following the Tesoro spill. We had the governor on, and the discussion with him was at what level. So let's start there. Mandatory reporting, and when there's an oil spill, I think we were all a little shocked that even the governor's office didn't find out about this until the press release came out many days after the initial spill. But what level would trigger a response?
Well, I think when you have a 20,000-barrel oil spill that goes undisclosed, as you mentioned, even to the chief executive in North Dakota, that that's a failure, and it really is an opportunity to learn some hard lessons here going forward. And so in terms of which spills get reported, I think a very simple way that we can require meaningful public disclosure of these spills is to ensure that whenever the state is notified about a hazardous spill, whether it's saltwater or oil or something else, that that is publicly disclosed on an agency website. And so Senator Triplett, a member of our caucus from the Natural Resources Committee, also a member of the interim committee dealing with these issues, she's going to have legislation drafted to require hazardous material spills that must be reported to the state, that those spills are also posted publicly on a state agency website. So it's a very basic question, Steve. If the state knows about a spill, should the public? And I think to ask that question is really to answer it.
You use the word failure, Mac. Failure on whose part? Is there a failure on Tesoro for reporting that? Is there a failure on the state for not having something in place that would require that? Where does some of that blame lie?
Well, I think a 20,000-barrel spill that goes undetected, to the extent that you spill that amount of oil, that's a failure. I think the lack of public notice, that is a failure as well. I do want to give credit to the Department of Health in responding to this bill. By all measures, they responded quickly and appropriately to contain this bill, so I certainly don't mean to castigate the Department of Health as a villain here. I think they, in large, did their job well, with the exception of disclosing the spill to the public. And so that's something that we can change very easily with legislation. I understand the Department of Health is going forward with doing this on their own. I think that's fantastic. I also think that to ensure that that practice continues through different administrations, that we put it into law, and that can happen very easily, hopefully on a bipartisan basis with the support of the Interim Energy Transmission Development Committee that will be considering this legislation.
We chatted, as Steve mentioned, with Governor Dalrymple, Mac, about this, and he talked about a meeting that happened in his office in which he was alarmed to learn as a result of this spill the lack of oversight by the feds, who are the lead oversight agency on this particular pipeline because of where it goes, and said that he thought some changes need to be made there. Do you share that view, that the feds were asleep at the switch here, or in general just need the next level of oversight on these pipelines?
Yeah, I think something that would have broad bipartisan agreement is that we shouldn't be relying on the federal government, hundreds or maybe over 1,000 miles away, to ensure the integrity of our pipeline system here in North Dakota, especially when those federal laws only require enhanced monitoring of pipelines in locations that are considered high-consequence areas, areas that could affect large populations, drinking water supplies, environmentally sensitive areas, and the rest. You know, in North Dakota, we consider the entire state a high-consequence area, and that's the second part of our approach here during the interim, is to ask the Interim Energy Development and Transmission Committee to study whether there are gaps here in the federal oversight of our state's pipelines, and see if there's a way that an entity like the Public Service Commission could ensure that these pipelines are safe, that protections are in place, and that North Dakotans can rely on North Dakota regulators to make sure that these pipelines are administered with common sense and also with meaningful protection for our wildlife and for our health.
Mac, you mentioned 20,000 barrels is egregious to not know about that from a public standpoint, or even from the government standpoint, from the state and local officials to know about that. How far down do you go on the guidelines? Is a 100-barrel spill, is a 1-barrel spill? Where is that that cutoff? Because truth be known, if you go out behind the pole barn, you're probably going to find some oil that was spilled from changing the oil on your tractor. So at what point would these notifications kick in?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Steve. And certainly, the individual in Mandan changing his oil in a Chevy, if that spills, I don't think that's a state concern at all. But we have made determinations, I think long before I was in the legislature, that certain spills of certain hazardous materials ought to be reported to the state. And I think that if they're reported to the state, the public should have access to those spills. And that's just a very simple change that we can make to ensure accountability and openness and transparency. So we're not talking about going to people's garages and documenting spills of Pennzoil or something like that. We're talking about spills that are already required to be reported to the state being publicly available to the public.
Jeff Fargo, question or comment for a guest here next on What's on Your Mind?
Yes, good morning, Max and Scott and Steve. I got a question and a comment. You guys remember the communist attorney, Tim Purdon, appointed by Obama, went after the oil company with eight Mallards that got killed? There was a survey and a study that came out here about a month ago that said 377 American bald eagles were killed by wind towers in the last 5 years. I wonder when our fine attorney is going to go out for the wind companies. Thank you.
Well, I'll just add he can't because the windmills are exempt. So that was, and by the way, that case was thrown out of court by a judge. But you know, people have mentioned you know, similar things. And Mac, maybe just in general, do you share a concern of the impact on the environment as much from wind turbines as you do from other energy development?
Well, just to briefly respond to the caller, I don't think we need to engage in name-calling of federal-appointed officials, regardless of what party that they're in. I think that was beneath the dignity of the listeners of your program. But certainly, it shouldn't be a concern whether harm is being caused by wind towers or power lines or oil spills or whatever else. We need to look for ways to increase stewardship in a way that also allows for responsible energy development. We really think that in North Dakota, oil development and good stewardship can go hand in hand. And so this reporting that we're asking the legislature to consider, this study that we're asking the interim committee to undertake, we think that these are sensible steps that will not hinder oil development but will meaningfully protect what makes North Dakota great, our land, our outdoor heritage, and certainly things as important as access to clean water and clean air.
Let's get another phone call in. Scott in Center, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I say there probably isn't, I'd say we would probably disagree on 90% of all issues your guest there. But I do agree with him on this. I'm so far from a Greenpeacer or whatever that you wouldn't believe it. But this does make sense, and we always say, we don't want the feds involved. We don't want their help. We don't whatever. This should be taken care of in North Dakota. And I worked on the biggest oil spill in Minnesota for 3 out of the 5 years it took to clean it up. And it is a mess. And I don't understand why the state doesn't have the most stringent pressure testing, whatever. I've ran pigs through lines. I've been involved in all that stuff. But to detect the pressure for the leaks and all that kind of stuff, whether it's a 1-inch line or a 42-inch line.
All right, Scott, let's let Mac respond to that quickly because we're up against the break here, only half a minute left. But whose role would that be, and do you agree with the caller, Mac?
I think he makes an interesting point, and certainly things like pressure monitoring and flow monitoring, that should be part of this interim study that we're asking be undertaken. Certainly, I think if you ask Tesoro, they have no interest in losing $2 million worth of oil, which is what our chief regulator believes was the value of the oil that was spilled near Tioga. And so we're not talking about coming forward with onerous regulations just for the sake of
Mac,
coming
Mac,
forward with regulations.
We're against the break. Mac, we're against the break. We'll talk again soon, my friend, and you're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid quality and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston. 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On your mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. A little trip around the region here before we get the North Dakota Ag Minute in here. Temperature-wise, let you know how things are looking out there. Bismarck at this hour is at 25 degrees, clear skies. Fargo clear and 30 degrees. Grand Forks scattered clouds, 28. Jamestown, 28. Devil's Lake, 25. Wahpeton, 32. Valley City, 28. Minot, 25. Williston, 27 degrees, and clear skies out there. Tioga clear, 23, Stanley, 23, Dickinson, 29, Sydney, Montana, partly cloudy, 27, Mobridge, overcast and 30, overcast and 32 in Aberdeen as well, Fergus Falls, clear, 30, Watertown, overcast, 35, Alexandria, clear, 32 degrees. All right, let's get that Ag Minute in here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question.
Don, why do farmers use pesticides when they're so bad?
Unfortunately, special interests have managed to demonize pesticides through half-truths and sometimes even outright lies. Pesticides aren't bad. They protect crops. In fact, I bet a lot of people don't know that caffeine is a pesticide. It's true. If you drink coffee or tea, you are ingesting a pesticide, caffeine. When an insect feeds on a plant that contains caffeine, the insect becomes paralyzed and dies because the caffeine is deadly to them. A human would have to ingest more than 1 gram a day for caffeine to be toxic, and a cup of coffee is typically about 95 milligrams of caffeine. Anything can be deadly, even water, depending on the dose. That's why pesticides are carefully regulated.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bock, and I'm Scott Hennon. A couple minutes left in the program. Last chance to get in if you want to weigh in on the topics of the day or let us know anything on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I forgot to share a story with you yesterday about something I did for the first time in my 49 years on this planet on Saturday in Valley City, North Dakota. When you think of Valley City, Steve, what do you think of?
Fighting the floods on the Cheyenne River, unfortunately.
I've done a fair share of that. Haven't I? Yeah. I think of Pizza Corner because, you know, there's a lot of pizza corner pizzas.
You've never had a Pizza Corner?
Oh, no, I've had a Pizza Corner many, many times. I've never made one until Saturday, but I was on the pizza assembly line at Pizza Corner in Valley City for a good chunk of my Saturday. Actually, they do this neat little thing where they have kids come in from different groups and organizations, and so our kids have a choir trip coming up to New York City next year.
Pizza Corner's gotten very popular for fundraisers.
Yeah, part of the way they pay for it is they sign up for shifts, and you go in there, and if mom or dad come along, then the kids get, you know, extra hours. And, of course, they have a couple parents along to chaperone the kids there and drive them there. So I was there on Saturday with our oldest, and we were making pizzas, putting pepperoni pizzas together there. And
nice.
I had a great time. I really enjoyed it. 6 hours of pizza making in Valley City. So,
now how much eating?
You do get a little break. And your choice of pizzas, and during the break, then you throw the pizzas in the pizza oven, just like you do at your favorite little corner bar.
I love Pizza Corner. That's one of my favorites.
I didn't realize this, but our group made 3,000-4,000 pizzas, I guess by our quick math, alone in 6 hours. We were there from 2 until 8 on Saturday, about 25 of us or so. But you know, we got down at about 8 o'clock. On Saturday night, new wave of folks came in, and they go 24/7. They don't stop making pizzas at Pizza Corner. And
that I did not know.
I didn't either.
Hey, a quick little reminder. Also, a couple of events coming up today. Coffee with Kramer event in Grand Forks from 6:30 until 7:30 tonight at the Coffee Company, 2100 South Columbia Road in Grand Forks, and then another Coffee with Kramer tomorrow from 8:30 in the morning until 9:30 in the morning at Babs Coffee House, and that is located at 604 Main Avenue in Fargo. So your opportunity to contact with one of your legislators. Also, of course, Congressman Kevin Kramer will be on the show tomorrow, just like he is each and every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Also, coming up Friday, I'm not going to be here, but I'm going to tune in. I will be listening. Columnist Charles Krauthammer is going to be the guest to discuss his brand new book, and recently, he's come out bashing what was perceived to be his party a little bit.
Yeah, he's probably in that camp that is looking down the nose at Ted Cruz and you know, going to the mat on Obamacare a little bit. He's a little washed in the sandwich, but he'd be you know, fairly called a member of that sort of the media elite of the establishment type, but obviously on the conservative side.
But is it to sell books?
Oh, who knows? But he's a fascinating
jumping
guy.
Up and down. Yeah.
He's got a fascinating story. There's been some great, you know, coverage of this book and his story that's come out. Brett Baird had a great special that they ran on Fox News Channel. It was last weekend. So
also coming up tomorrow, we're going to have a little preview of the JFK Symposium at Bismarck State College. A 3-day event takes place today, tomorrow, and Thursday, actually. Great lineup of speakers. It's sold out. But we'll get you the details on that tomorrow. A great event, just like BSC with that energy center that they have there. Energy Excellence Center is paramount when it comes to some of the things that are going on in Bismarck.
Till tomorrow, folks. Thanks for listening. You can always connect with us 24/7 at whatsonyourmindradio.com or leave your comments at 855-200-1776. Steve and I will be back tomorrow with another What's on Your Mind. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.